Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. It is Fat Mascara time. What's up? I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. Hey, everyone. I'm Jen. It's like back to school time.
Oh, my God. It's like weirdly, well, you know, I'm really big on the change back into September tomorrow.
What? In my head, I went to menopause. I was like, wait, you have menopause? Is that what happened in the 3 weeks that I didn't see you? That's not the change we're talking about.
No, no. It's not fully like the change into fall, but I do like, I'm sad to say goodbye to summer, but I'm happy. Well, I'm happy you're back. You know, we had you back technically for the Terry Bryant interview. Great interview, by the way. I really enjoyed talking to her.
So good. What a great way to start our season.
Yeah. But now I feel like we're really kind of revving up and it's nice to kind of have everyone like back in the room to our like kind of regular FM news
or Wednesday news episodes. Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of like when we kind of can all gather around and talk as a group. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What did I miss though while I was like on my vacation and we had our 3 weeks off, 2 weeks off?
It did feel like we were gone a while. I will say that. What did you miss? Well, let's see. I've been so freaking busy. I had a little bit of a summer, but I don't really feel like I had a summer. I feel like I've been glued, like my butt has been glued to my chair all summer. I don't say that in a woe is me way. I say that in like, I've never worked harder in my life than I have this summer. So I kind of can't believe that this summer is ending. But I've worked like crazy. I've had like 9,000 brand meetings. And I had to really take care of my cat while you were gone. For those of you who are invested in Farina, she's all right. But like, listen, I'm just going to be real with you. Like, she is like up and down her, not like in a health way, but she is like a rescue kitty, and like we can never pick her up. Like she's like, she'll come over for kisses and like pets, but we cannot pick her up without being like, she fights for her life, and like we can be like gravely injured. And we had to evacuate and we couldn't bring her. That's like a whole long story. She's okay. There was a fire scare.
Why were you?
There was a fire scare.
And so, you know, I never thought about that. If you have to quickly get out of your house with your pet and your pet is a rescue pet, yeah. And you know how it is. It's like a whole rigmarole to get them wherever you need to go.
Right. So that was like, that for me was like the last 911, like, you know, real scare. So because we can't bring her, just like real quick, fast forward, what I did was, and we can't medicate her because you can't pick her up to medicate her. Like, and we've tried every like trick in the book, like every, like, please don't send me your tricks because I've tried them all. Like I've worked with the vet. Like
we've talked well-meaning about it on people, the potty, like, your past cat had issues.
Yeah. Don't send me your tricks. I've tried, we had like special medicine compounded for her, like by a fancy pharmacist, all that stuff that smells like chicken, all that stuff. We've put it in every kind of food, baby food, chicken, whatever, all that stuff. I had, this is where it gets beauty, guys. I contacted a highly regarded, published cat behaviorist, came to my home and performed Reiki on me and my cat.
Wait, you and your cat at the same time?
She did Reiki.
You had a Reiki master, Reiki Farina.
Certified Reiki.
Why are there no videos? You can't just drop that on us and not,
well,
like...
Well, she might come back.
Did it help? What happened?
It totally helped, at least for that time. And there's been a market improvement since she left. I still can't pick her up, but we were able to get more air time. When I say air, I mean like paws off the ground. But she's not like, you know, I still can't pick
her. She's not a cuddle bunny now, but no, I get it.
But there was market improvement and now she's like way more like attached and cuddly. It is wild. Yes, why there wasn't.
Can we get links to the Reiki master?
Yeah, her name is Carol Wilborn. And I think her website is The Cat Therapist. She's
okay. I'm going to put it in the show notes in the blog. So everybody, because I bet you there's other people in the New Jersey, New York metro area who could use her services.
She's freaking awesome. She does Zoom. She is genius. She's published. She's done, like, she's gone, she's, like, flown to people's homes, but she does Zoom.
How long was the Reiki session?
It was a mini Reiki. She called it a chair session because it wasn't, like, you know.
And hands off, right?
Hands
just
off, yeah.
Above.
Mm-hmm. I definitely felt something, but then I'm going to laugh because remember how I recommended the Ocean Sleepy playlist? She gave me a song for Rena to play, like a playlist.
Okay.
That's all kinds of sounds, like cat sounds, orca sounds, her voice to play for Farina.
Carol's voice.
Yeah, Carol's voice talking to Farina.
Carol's Reiki master voice. Mm-hmm.
And
I want this track.
It's really relaxing. And Farina was like flat out cold, like on her back, like
chill.
Totally chill. Like blissed out.
Loving it.
It was so amazing. It's been a crazy, amazing, like spa-like meditative experience. So I just wanted to share that because if anyone has a cat that has issues, totally worth looking into Carol or Reiki. Another therapist. There are options, but I just wanted to share that as a wellness experience and also personal story.
And also so many of the Venn diagrams that Fat Mascara hits on. We've got pet care, animal love, Reiki, wellness.
Yeah.
Jess's life. I'm not even going to update anybody on what happened to me. We'll talk like next Wednesday August went.
No, I want to hear.
Mine's not good. That's all positive. It makes me really happy. And I went to Alaska with my family and a bunch of us got COVID. So, you know, there's that. But I lost my sense of smell for 2 days and it's still coming back. And what an experience. What a weird experience. I've written about anosmia. And you guys know how important the olfactory is to me. My olfactory.
Is everyone in your family okay right now?
Everyone's okay, yes. All were vaccinated. So the worst of it was like colds, symptoms, and me losing my sense of smell and still coming back with the taste, which is very weird. And I don't know how to explain it to anybody. If you haven't experienced, I wasn't stuffy. It felt like blindness. It's the weirdest thing because you're getting the input, you're getting the air through your nose, but without the information. And it's very it's very disturbing.
Did you end
and you
up-
know what I did to test? What? I was like testing foods. I was like, can't smell that, can't smell this. And I was like, I could do a perfume, but perfumes aren't all very familiar to me. I was like, you know what? Scent will do it. I had a bottle of Moroccan oil shampoo with me. They're like a travel size. Yeah. They make great travel size, by the way. And I was like, if I can't smell Moroccan oil shampoo because it has a gorgeous bloom and a great fragrance in the shower, I was like, then I definitely lost my sense of smell. And so I went and took a shower to like chill out and think about it. And I was like, I smelled nothing. And I got out of the shower and Eric's like, oh no, I smell it. Cause the bathroom always like smells like that delicious ambery kind of scent.
Yeah.
And I couldn't smell it, but.
Were you afraid that it would never come back?
I cried. Yes. Because I have a friend, not never, because the studies show that within 2 years, 95% of people that have gotten anosmia from COVID get it back. But even the thought of 2 years without my sense of smell was so scary. And I have a friend who's, I think, about a year and a half now, and she's finally starting to taste food normally. So I was really scared, and I was really lucky that that's all that happened. So, wow, what an August for us. Like, these are big life things that just happened.
I'm still
I hope you guys had a good safe and happy and productive August. Yeah. I miss the fam.
Me too. I have to say, I felt like something was definitely missing. My recording days definitely felt a little like a little, I don't know. I felt like a piece of my my life was missing, not recording with you and not kind of checking in with everybody. P.S. I did look up, it was thecattherapist.com. So yeah, that's how you can reach Carol. And she's awesome. Very kind person. Okay.
Should we do a show? Let's do a show for everyone. Let's do the news. Let's raise some wands. Get back into the groove with the Fat Mascara fam.
Awesome. Let's do it. Okay. Ready for the news?
Tell me everything. Let's talk beauty.
Everything. Yes. Everything. Okay. Well, I'm going to kick it off with Stella McCartney because I love her. Okay. So she is launching Stella, a clean skincare line, and she's partnering with LVMH on this. So normally we hear clean skincare. What is it? But if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Stella.
You'll allow it. The queen of vegan leather. Like, okay, we'll allow you to call it clean Stella.
Yeah, she's the real queen of clean because, you know, listen, let's go back in time. Let's turn it back. She launched a clean line 15 years ago. Do you remember this?
Thank you. So the minute I saw the news last week, I almost texted you to be like, am I crazy or didn't she do this? And I remember thinking it's too, like, people don't know what you're talking about. It was like these white bottles. I totally remember line.
Yeah.
I thought it was chic AF. Mm-hmm. I liked the concept, but it didn't take off because people are like, what? You're taking stuff out of skincare?
It was called Care. It was like a oatmeal color. Yes, it had a beautiful font.
I knew you'd remember it.
It had the...
You probably have a bottle somewhere in one of your beauty closets.
I think it's probably
still
in storage,
With your Anna Sui, like, face glitter.
That was the era.
Yeah.
Had the most amazing ad of this girl, like, holding a baby sheep. Do you remember?
Yes.
She had, like, no shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
It was all, like, naked. So she did this when she had a beauty license with YSL Beauté. And this was, I looked it up because I wanted to really understand what her, like, the ingredient point of view was. And I was able to kind of pull like an old PR release from this. Okay.
Is it the same line? Is it just the same
line? No. What I do remember from memory, because I remember writing about it for work, this was the first time I'd ever heard of EcoCert. And I was like, what is EcoCert? And I remember being like challenged by like the fact checking department or something. Like, what is it? Define EcoCert. And I was like, okay, well, this is a brand. This is a company that actually puts accountability to, you know, what a clean brand is. And I think maybe like, I mean, this, I'm getting too off the news topic, but.
Right. And now everybody knows what EcoCert is.
Exactly.
Like, it's on like every brand has Eco certification from EcoCert. Yeah.
So I think, you know, she's really a designer and obviously like a person in luxury beauty who is a pioneer here. So I think this is very exciting. Oh, and then I started to mention this before. Yeah. Like, the brand was silicone free, paraben free, vegan, didn't have any.
The original one. It's funny though, because a lot of the press for the new brand, they weren't really mentioning that she had one 15 years ago.
No.
But like anybody who knows beauty probably is like, wait a second, you've done this already. But you're
really
doing
exciting.
Better,
so like yeah. The new one, they probably want me to talk about the new one, right? So
this is what they want. They didn't pay for this. No, just no, like they didn't reminiscing.
No, they did not pay for this. But call us if you want to do something, because I'd love to. I freaking love Stella. Okay, so she's working with LVMH, which is her fashion brand's parent company, on a 3-piece collection. Cleanser, serum, cream. She told Women's Wear Daily, I am not that person who wants to buy into a million products for different areas of my face. I don't want all that stuff in my life, which is so what we're hearing and what I think the mood is right now, like skinimalism. Mm-hmm. She wants less and she wants it to work. She wants it to be honest and complement her way of thinking and living life. And she obviously wants to do the cleanest skincare that they could do in luxury, the purest of the pure. So this is so exciting, Jen. You know who's doing the fragrance?
Tell me.
Maison Francis Kurkdjian. Perfumer Francis Kurkdjian. Sorry, not Maison, but he's also, you know, under the LVMH umbrella.
Like aquatic green, vegetal, floral, but super light in that way that it just feels like a little wrap that I just silk around my skin.
Well, you know what's in it? Mentholated eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus, of course. Of course.
It just gets better. The products come in baby food style recyclable pouches that are made from wood waste, and they fit into recycled glass bottles and jars. So everything about this feels exciting, luxury. I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Jessica Matlin is here for it.
I am so here for it. It's going to be sold direct to consumer and launches this month on stellamccartney.com. Okay. I'm going to now pivot to a little different sort of beauty story. And honestly, it's a little bit of a beauty bummer. Do you know the brand H2O Plus?
R.I.P. H2O.
You heard about this one?
Yes. They used to do a perfume that was really
good.
Did
they?
Too. Before, yes, they had, back in the day. That's another skincare, a little bit before its time, maybe. I don't know.
Totally before its time. Absolutely. So this brand is over 33 years old. If you're listening to the show, there's a really good chance
you know Jess and I are also over 33 years old.
barely. So there's a good chance you've engaged with this brand. It's one of the first premium bath and body care brands that a lot of people have experienced. And yeah, if you're noticing a theme here, like to Jen's point, it was really one of the first clean brands, even though there's no real definition. It was a brand that was free of a lot of the what we now call nasties or, expendables. Mm-hmm. But they didn't really beat the drum in the way that, brands do today. It was just kind of part of its DNA. At its peak, this brand had over 300 retail stores. Can you believe that?
I think I discovered it at Bed Bath & Beyond. Am I wrong about that? Because I used to love Bed Bath & Beyond. You're doing your dorm room in college or your first apartment. And I think that there were those products there, specialty. And that's the first place I saw them. Because they had a lot of spa bath stuff, not just facial skincare when they first started.
That sounds familiar to me. I remember the brand had a store around Midtown 57th Street. If somebody wants to fact check me on that, that's fine. But I think that...
No, it's going to fact check you. No, it's Googling right now. I'm going to send you an email.
I know. That's where I remember seeing it. But then I also remember experiencing the brand, seeing it in a Marshalls or a TJ's when I was younger. I had a wavy kind of bottle. And I was like, oh, let me try this. And I tried it. I was like, oh, so this is what premium body care feels like. Mm-hmm. This is not Dial, really cool brand. Well, they put an announcement on their website saying that the brand is going through challenge. They're regretting that they have to retire the brand after 33 years. But where the really sad part is that for the past 16 years, this has been the house brand for Disney, all of their hotels, mm-hmm. their cruises, their spas. I was doing a little research, went on Amazon.com to see the H2O products that still exist. I looked at all of the a lot of the reviews, obviously not all of them. People are discovering this brand through Disney and they are in a complete mourning stage. Because they're this is the smell of vacation. This is the smell of memories. My family, I discovered this. And it's even things like foot lotions and eye creams that
they did have a good
mean Disney to them.
Which is an emotional attachment. You know what's funny? We've been talking for the last year about saturation point. We're here. There's too many brands. We're going to start seeing you know, some paring down of all of these brands out there, I wasn't sure which of those brands would be the ones to go. But first we saw like some exiting from the UK with Smashbox and like that. And it's all, it, now I'm seeing now, what was it? Stella McCartney, we were talking about that 15 years ago, that wasn't around, but H2O, I don't know if this is what I would have guessed. I don't know. I thought some of the new influencer brands would just like come and go real quick. I didn't
the
think
the ones
these, like,
that, like, yeah, it's like, who is this person and are they going to be relevant?
Because there's
in 5 years?
A fan base with, especially through Disney with this brand, like a fan base.
It's hardcore. You know? There's a Disney Vacation like fan website and they're crying their eyes out. Yeah. So.
No, I know. I was on a tour in Alaska and our group was in the same train as a Disney tour. I was like, I want to be on the Disney tour. That looks fun. They had like the Imagineer was like hanging out with the kids and teaching them about Alaskan Wild. Like Disney vacations are like a big thing for a family. And if it's tied to scent, what a memory. So
completely.
All right. Not to be a bummer, but like rest in peace, H2O.
Yeah. That one really, I was like spent like a half an hour just reading these reviews. Made me upset. So.
Oh, Jess is so nostalgic.
It's emotional. You know, people, this is why we have a podcast. People have an emotional connection to beauty. Okay. So let's move on to something definitely striking a different tone here. Pat McGrath and Supreme are joining forces again. 2 years ago, they co-branded a lipstick that sold out in seconds. And this time they're dropping a trio of nail polishes in three colors, black, white, and red. So Pat McGrath Labs released a statement that the collection is going to be the first time that the brands, either brands, have experimented with nail color. It's going to be for sale on Supreme's website, but neither brand is saying when. So can't help you there.
Yeah. I don't know. Is this going to be like Supreme goods? Like people in a month will be selling it on eBay for like three times as much? Like, are we doing like a sneaker drop now? Because Supreme is like that, you know? Let's be honest. Anytime I see a brand new luxury nail polish, I'm like, it's still nail polish. Like, that's one of the SKUs that, like, you buy Maybelline or you buy Louboutin. Both are great. But, like, there's not a huge difference other than the packaging and the colors. You know what I mean?
And you don't walk around with it. It's not like a status thing where you take it out at your, you know, night
and touch
out.
Up with a lipstick. Very good point. Cause like a lipstick, you can show it off. What are you going to be like? Hold on. Let me just like repaint my nails so everybody can see that I have Supreme.
Yeah. I thought, and I was watching, we'll talk about this in a second, like a teaser, but Linda Evangelista in My Bag, the British Vogue video, she opened up her bag and showed what was in it and she had nail polishes. And I was like, I don't carry my nail polish around. I wondered if that was like, you know, just showing things that she likes. Or does she really carry around the nail polish?
Like staged a little bit. I don't know.
That's fine if she
it's
did
not
that.
If she doesn't have a gel, like, and you need to touch up a chip in your nail polish, sure, you'd have one color in your bag. But yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, get your Supreme while you can.
Okay. So the big guys are starting or continuing, depending on your perspective, to pay attention to diversity in sun care. L'Oreal just filed a patent for tinted sun care for Fitzpatrick skin types. Or deeper Fitzpatrick skin type. So if you don't know what the Fitzpatrick skin type scale is, it's a scale that categorizes different skin tones. So lighter ones are at the lower end, like lower
like
numerals.
One. I think I'm like a 2 to 3, and I think they go up to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. L'Oreal developed a tinted sunscreen that has UVA and UVB protection suitable for dark photo types 5 and 6, which is plugging this very important gap. So you might be thinking tinted sunscreens are nothing new, but according to the company, they say, quote, regarding tinted SPFs directed for skin phototypes 5 and 6, the consumers who identify with these prototypes usually notice that the state-of-the-art compositions leave skin looking ashy. The white cast is noticeable in photos, even in broad daylight. This new composition, they say, is sensorially superior and can attract new customers.
So L'Oreal, sensorially superior. It's a very L'Oreal way of saying it. No, it can, because right now we have some good clear ones, but if you want a little coverage with that like mattifying niceness that a tinted sunscreen can do, and you have a deeper skin tone. All right, we'll see what they make with this patent.
Yeah, and I think this is only a good thing. This is only good news that, you know, larger companies are working on this sort of technology. Okay.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow is September 1st. Let's talk about September British Vogue. I've got to say, This is like the buzziest, most exciting, in my opinion, September cover I've seen in a while.
I saw it. I was like, Jess, I waited to talk to you. I have so many thoughts. Okay, initial impression. Go.
Okay, but just let me get specific. Linda Evangelista.
Yeah, Linda Evangelista's on the British. Sorry, guys. Obviously, you knew that.
Linda Evangelista, iconic supermodel and former Fat Mascara guest.
That's right.
Is on the cover.
Is on the cover of British.
She is back in the spotlight.
Yes, before we get into this and I get your opinion, I do think it's interesting that lately all the covers that have been making news have been from British Vogue, not American Vogue. Just saying. Now, what was your initial impression of the images?
I think they're beautiful. I think okay. They are Linda worthy. They mm-hmm. are really elegant, as they should be. I would hate to see Linda look
like the People cover, like a woman that like it's next door. Like we need to do at fashion with a capital F here. You know,
yeah, everything needs to be at her level, elevated. Like, I mean, she has her top right. team: Steven Meisel, Pat McGrath, Edwin Enfield. Right. You know, it's fashion. Yeah, fashion with a capital F. I think we just need to set that, like, roll it back for a second. She's talking about in the interview.
Here's what it is. She's covered up with the hat and the scarf. You don't really see a lot of her jaw or neck. And in the interview, she opens up and tells everybody that Pat used tapes and stickies and adhesives to give her that taut, pulled back look.
Because she suffered a real situation years ago when she got Kool Sculpting, which in her words, and Kool Sculpting is like the fat reducing technology,
yeah.
which left her with something called paradoxal adipose hyperplasia, right. in which the fatty tissue grows and hardens instead of shrinking, which is what it's supposed to do. And according to Vogue, it said it made her so depressed that she, quote, can't look in the mirror. By the way, her and Kool Sculpt have settled. So I just I want to be really clear about that. They've settled, done, it's done and dusted. But she has said that, quote, she was brutally disfigured, close quote. And she said, it was Gemma saying that like they've used like pulleys, you know, to get that skin pulleys. Back.
That makes it very construction. Like, yeah, I'm picturing just like the movie tape. Tricks of like the, yeah, like tapes. And people actually are using them in everyday life too for behind
Dick
their
Page
extensions.
Said that. Yeah, Dick was like, there's yeah. tape, you know, to make plus
but
size models.
But I thought it was interesting that
thinner.
You gave us the OG fashion look that we were used to back when things were perfected and very airbrushed and very, let's be honest, besides the tape and stuff, that was clearly a lot of digital retouching to these photos and posts that you just can't look at them and not know that. But that they gave us that kind of imagery mm-hmm. and yet gave us the let's be real and talk about what happens behind the scenes of the fact that she was using tapes. It was like a weird disconnect for me, but also very indicative of this moment in time where we still want the perfection and the beauty. And we like that on mm-hmm. when we're scrolling through really quickly, but we also are like, can't you be real with yourself? Like, tell us the truth. And so, yeah, it feels like two different opinions in one, like fashion imagery package. Oh, I would love to have Dick back on to tell us what he thinks.
I think, you know, it's, well, I think it'd be great to hear what Pat has to say, you know?
Well, of course, yes. Mother Pat, we're still waiting.
You know, the journalist.
Oh, I should do my monthly check-in with her, by the way. We'll get her someday. We'll get her.
Now? Is now good? Is now?
Pat, you have time?
So I think, you know, Sarah Harris, who is the writer of the story, she said, I wonder how healthy this process might be for anyone grappling with body positivity, but also for Linda herself to alter her own reality at a time when she's trying to recover to her confidence. One gets the sense that she acknowledges it too. So yeah, I think like everyone mm-hmm. is on the same page there. I think it would be interesting to see, like I would never want to push or suggest like, you know, somebody like puts themselves in a vulnerable position, you know, when they don't want to, especially like, you know, when they're not comfortable with their body. You know, I think a lot of people mm-hmm. have been saying like, why did you do that? You should be the face of this. You know, like mm-hmm. if she's not comfortable, why should she have to be the face of anything? But
and
I do think
do we need to do a portrait photo where she's like starkly black and white and shows us all the bumps. Like we, if that's not what you want to do, then you don't do that. You know?
Yeah. I think like she's in control of her image, and I don't want to be prescriptive there, especially, you know, she had an unexpected medical issue, you know? And if I had that to face that same decision, I can't imagine. Listen, I'm not a supermodel. So I feel like she probably struggled with it. But I also think, how interesting would it have been if, you know, she's in the hands of like Steven Meisel, Edward Enninful, Pat McGrath, like if she had, just like in a fantasy world, if she had decided that she wanted to show herself in that way, I have no doubt that it would have been really impactful. But she decided not to do that. And I think that's okay.
I think it's okay too. But as an editor, I'm like, oh, flip cover. One cover is the one we got, the gorgeous imagery. And then you flip it over and it's a black and white, serious portrait, tastefully done, but that shows us the real woman. Could be very cool too. But kudos to her for getting on the cover. Like, you know, like, I just think it's brave. I do. Sorry.
It is brave. I think, you know, but imagine if she did do something that was a little bit more, I don't want to like push her into like something that she's not comfortable with. Like that's at the end of the day, it's her body. But for people who have like body image issues,
it could have been powerful if she had a camaraderie with them through the imagery.
She could have been like, she's already a legend. And then she could have been like a legend in two ways, but she doesn't have to play that role if she doesn't want to.
And she doesn't have to get out of bed for less than, you know, $100,000 a day or whatever it is now. Oh, good cover, though. And it got people talking, which is the best part about September Fashion Magazine covers.
Yeah, I think, it's so exciting that we're talking about, you know, a magazine right now. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to British Vogue and congratulations to Linda. So, very cool. And everyone,
let's go raise some wands, shall we?
Yeah.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E,
quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. I've got one from Ludo from Canada.
Hey, Fat Mascara fam. This is Ludo from Ottawa, Canada. I'd like to raise a wand to a wonderful candle by Acqua di Parma called Buongiorno. It is a fabulous yellow-colored candle. It looks beautiful in the home. And to match the mood, the scent is citrusy. It has jasmine, cedarwood, and obviously Italian lemon top notes. The throw is wonderful. The longevity is there. It's truly a luxury product, though. It's here in Canada, it's almost $100. I believe that comes out to $70 to $80 in the States. So this is a real splurge. But if you can splurge, it's such a wonderful scent for summer. It brings back an Italian orchard home. And just the yellow color, it's such a mood lifter. So I highly recommend that. Thank you very much for everything you do. I'm a longtime listener. Bye.
Ludo, that was so good. I feel like I'm going to use that candle not in the summer, but in the fall and winter when you're missing summer. Though it is, you know, like a lemony freshness is like, you're not going to do your evergreen candle in the middle of like August and September. But either way, gorgeous candle, love a splurge. I wanted to come back strong with like a scented candle. What more could represent Fat Mascara than a delicious scented candle? So if you guys want to share your raise a wands with us, we will start a new homework batch next week. I feel like for now, just send us anything you love this summer. I'm going to come back with my requests because Jess was able to ask for the scented candles that make our home a haven and the, you know, pigmentation products. I'm going to have some more for you next week. In the meantime, send your raise a wands to info@fatmascara.com. Just make a little voice memo and email it to us or call us and leave a voice message with your raise a wand for a product that you love. It's 646-481-8182. Jessica Matlin, what are you raising a wand to now that we are back with our fall season of Fat Mascara?
Okay, I'm feeling a rosy cheek. I'm still feeling like a cheek. What?
Revolutionary, Jess. I was ready for like a whole new thing. Like I'm doing like a chocolate brown lip. Okay, tell me about your rosy cheek.
My lips are not very, they're in bad shape right now. My lips are dry.
Okay, but tell me about this blush.
The skin needs vibrance. The skin needs vibrance. And I found an amazing product to pop life back into this mug.
Tell me.
Make Beauty Heat Stroke. Oh, sorry, Dewy Gel Cheek Tint in Heat Stroke. Sorry, I flipped it, okay?
It was so dramatic until you messed up the name, but it's still very dramatic. Okay. Go on.
No, this is, okay, this is an amazing gel. So you know how we talk about like, are you a powder blush person? Are you like a cream blush person? I'm going to flip it on you. Are you a gel blush person?
Ooh, I used to be with that Bonnie Bell one. Remember back in the day?
Yes.
They had a gel blush. But no.
Remember like the Tarte cheek stain? Like I'm really going to like kick
they
it
were
back.
Like a solid gel, yeah.
This is
yeah.
a solid gel.
You're right. It's good for oily skin and dry skin.
It's really good on my dry skin. It's really good on my dry skin.
And the color, heat stroke?
I like heat stroke, yeah. I don't love the name. I don't need a heat but
I thought you liked summer now.
She's over it.
I'm a little summered out right now. I could actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your cheeks are staying summery.
Yeah. It's really nice. And I put it on the other day and people commented positively.
This is the thing with, you could try any lip, whatever. When you put on blush, people always are like, oh, you look so fresh or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it's one of those things that people notice. It wakes you up. I hear you. I want to try it because gel sounds fun.
Yeah.
I actually will give you a surprising product for Jennifer Sullivan. I'm coming with a powder eyeshadow. Ever since I learned about eyeshadow from Nick.
Okay.
The Kevin Aucoin makeup artist. I was like, you know what? Nick's right. I gotta mess around. I gotta try. So I am loving Janine LaBelle's. Well, there's a lot of nostalgia in this episode. Janine LaBelle, who I know from back in the day as the founder of Stila, but since then has continued her makeup artist career and recently launched Neen. They have these pressed pigments. I'm going to be honest, they kind of remember the old school Stila that had like a silver cardboard? Their eyeshadows
were
iconic. They were the best eyeshadows. No matter what photo I had to write about in a magazine, if I needed to color match and I wanted a no fallout shadow, like Stila had an eyeshadow that would do it for me. And Kitten, remember how Kitten was like,
Everyone wore Kitten.
It was like you do NARS Orgasm Blush and you do Kitten on the eye, you know?
Oh my God.
So some of these mean pressed pigments.
Because it's like your teeth.
Why? Because it's true.
No, it's like you're not even like kind of right. You're like you could not be more correct.
I don't think you can say that in this day and age. There are no like all reaching beauty trends anymore. But back when like we didn't have all the social media and all that, Kitten was the eye, Orgasm was the blush.
It's like, and like you, and
it just is.
It's it. Like, that's it. Like, let's just stop the podcast.
Kitten was a champagne-y, low shimmer champagne powder press shadow. Anyway, Neen High Beam reminds me of Kitten, but without that pinky undertone. So it's much more an opalescent gold. So it doesn't read yellow gold. It reads almost like a platinum or what's like gold and silver combined. What would you call that color?
Gold and silver combined.
High Beam.
Sounds interesting, whatever it is.
It's beautiful because it's both cool and warm. And I love a color where, you know, the pressed powder pigment is warm, but the pearlescence is cool. And you get the best of both worlds. So this shade, I think, would work on everybody. If you had dark skin, it could be like a really vibrant, like cool poppy eye. On me, it's pretty visible. And I put it right above my pupils for a little like, I'm awake. But the best part about it is I really don't like shimmer. I don't like shimmer because fallout. I have a heavy brow, I sweat, I move around. I always end up with shimmer on my cheeks. I don't know what it is about these pressed pigments from Neen, but I do not get fallout like I get with other shimmery-ish shadows. And for me, that's it. That you won me with that, but then the color was really awesome too, and like a very versatile color. High Beam from Neen. I will link to it in our Shop My Shelf, which we always have for you for every episode. So we have like all the products we mentioned are there, except for this week's Shop My Shelf is probably going to be... Or sorry, they changed the name. It's not Shop My Shelf. It's now Shop My. Anyway, this week's Shop My is going to be like all discontinued products. It's going to be like the old Stella McCartney line. It's going to be like Kitten from back in the day, plus all the stuff we talked about. So can you please send me the Reiki tracks so I can get my beauty sleep to them?
Well, they have my cat therapist talking on them. So like you'll probably hear like...
She probably has a great voice, right?
It's not like a... It's good for cats.
Oh, is it personalized to Farina?
Yeah. No, it's not personalized to Farina, but it's personalized to cats.
Dude, I'd probably think it was really relaxing and help. All right, I'll just stick with Sleepy Track from Ocean Sleepy.
I have to tell you, it's funny that you're talking about shimmer shadows, but I feel like we do share like a cosmic...
Oh, here I was trying to wrap up our show. Yeah, go ahead,
no,
tell me.
Like we share a cosmic like beauty brain. Because I've been experimenting really hard with like shimmer shadows. The Isamaya palette.
From the palette.
From her first collection, her debut collection.
The darks or the lights?
The lights. Let's get it real.
The light shimmers are good, aren't they?
Incredible. And they've completely made me feel like I need to re-explore shimmer for fall 2022.
I, too, am in a like, when did I get so, maybe it was the pandemic or whatever. I was like, moisturized sunscreen and like creamy blush. I was so boring for a little bit.
We've got to be unboring.
I need to like, right? Yeah. We need to get back into shimmer shadow.
Shimmer shadow for 2022, fall 20, like for Q4 2024. For Q4 2022.
Okay. Speaking of nostalgia, we're making one trend for the season, which never happens anymore. But guys, you want to know it's hot this season? So hot right now. Shimmer eyeshadow. You better give it some fun TikTok name or nobody's going to do it.
Okay, I'll come up with it by next week.
Okay, great. And in the meantime, get your beauty sleep. We will see you on Friday for a great interview episode.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.